الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is a great month, شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, in which all the heavenly scriptures were also revealed, and the Quran Sharif also. And the connection of Quran Sharif, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, very very great. Quran Sharif and Ramadan go hand in hand. So when it is Ramadan, we should be reciting much, much more Quran Sharif. The connection of Quran Sharif with Ramadan is very, very great. The month of Ramadan itself is a very great month. It is the month in which easily everyone can acquire taqwa. And whatever level of taqwa we have, we can upgrade it. And we can upgrade it tremendously in this month. And then we should try and maintain it throughout the year. And the following Ramadan, make it even more greater. So that we get, inshaAllah, and we should make dua and hope in Allah's mercy that we get the final level, stages of taqwa, and of becoming a siddiq. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, those people whom, whose Allah's special favors have descended upon. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, nobody can become a nabi. And Nabi is not in our choice, and the doors of Nubuwwat are 100% sealed. Nobody in any way can even hope or think of becoming a Nabi. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ, and the truthful. The Siddiqeen are the highest of all of them, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So we can strive to become from the Siddiqeen, from those who are truthful. And the ulama have written the qualities of the Siddiqeen, that their words and their actions are not different. What they say, they do. What they do, they say. And their private life and public life is all open. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his life, his private life also, every moment. The Siddiqeen are very, very great and honorable people. Bina Siddiqeen wa Shuhada. And the shuhada are those who have passed away already. They have become shaheed. وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the righteous and the pious. Those doors are very wide open to become from the righteous and the pious. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to explain that the doors of Nabuwat are closed, but the doors of Siddiqiyat or Wilayat Siddiqiyat, those doors are open. And it is just like we travel on land from one country to another. When you leave the one country, then there is no man's land in between. And then the next border comes of the next country. So you go across by your road, by road, walking, whatever. But it just comes to an end here, and that starts, and there is a border, there is a no man's land in between. So the same also, the borders of Siddiqiyat come to an end there. And then Nabuwat starts afterwards. We cannot reach the doors of Nabuwat. That is out of the question. But the final end level of Siddiqiyat we can. And we should try and reach there. And we should aspire also and have hope in the mercy of Allah and beg of Allah Ta'ala also. And when we beg Allah Ta'ala, we make niyat that, Ya Allah, I will try my best. And we try and say these words also, very beautiful words of the hadith, وَلَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى, and I'll keep on trying, Ya Allah, until I please you. I know I'm weak, I can't do it. And we beg of Allah Ta'ala, we ask Him, because Allah feels very shy not to give a beggar. So we beg, we be beggars of Allah, we beg of Allah. And a person who has hope in Allah Ta'ala, Allah doesn't disappoint him in his hope. Whatever hopes we have, So we beg of Allah and we tell Allah, I got full hopes that you will grant me whatever we make in dua, and this particular dua to become from the Siddiqeen. That we beg of Allah Ta'ala. And then more than that, we beg of Allah that you, out of your own kindness, your hilam, your karam, your jood, you yourself, you become mine. Even if I don't beg you, even if I don't have hope of your own. And Allah works like that. Allah, how many people, that is called ijtiba, whom Allah tabaraka ta'ala pulls towards him. Like a magnet, there's another magnet, the iron, the iron hasn't got any quality in it. But just the magnet is there, it pulls that iron. So Allah has that quality also. And the Allah Ta'ala, the other is that a person makes effort to reach Allah Ta'ala. That is an effort from our side. And Allah accepts and accepts people. And one is Allah just chooses anyone. And so many people from out of the gutters, Allah chooses them and takes them to the greatest height. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali many times narrated this incident from the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that one country, the king had died. So the parliament then decided the person who comes first to the gates of the palace the next morning in the morning, the first person who comes, we will make him our new king. And Allah Shan, the first person to come was a beggar. And not only a beggar, seven progenies up, all his ancestors were all beggars. Father, grandfather, great-grandfather, all are beggars. But they decided, so they put him on the throne, you are our king from today. So when he said, so the matters came to be decided about the running of the country, all the affairs, what must be done here, there, and every decision he made perfect, perfect decision. And when it came time now for him to go and rest in his chamber, in his special room, so he asked two people with the courtiers there to come and put their arms, the hands under his armpit and take him like a king, how a king will be taken. So they did it, and then they told him, Badshah Salamat King, Honorable, Respected King, we would like to ask a question. He said, what question? He said, till this morning, you were a beggar. Seven progenies of yours were all beggars. How come you came and set and show perfect decisions you made? And the etiquette and adab of a king, that also you know perfectly. Where you learned this? So he said, that Allah who placed me on the throne, that Allah taught it to me also. And for Allah, Allah doesn't need 10 and 12 years to teach something. And 6 years to graduate or 8 years to graduate. When Allah wants to, immediately Allah puts it into a person. So to become many people, Allah chooses from out of the gutters. And Allah puts them on the highest pedestals of Siddiqiyat. And the highest, the closest that a person can reach Allah Ta'ala. And Allah does that all or through every age of life, or whole world, everywhere. Every country Allah does it. And every age Allah Ta'ala does this. Allah chooses whom He wants to. And people who, they were right down in the gutters, Allah put them in the highest place. We have great, great awliya. For example, Fudayl ibn Iyad rahmatullah alayh. Not nice to speak about it all the time, that if, but just for us to get inspiration. Otherwise, we don't speak of their history. He was a highway robber. And he should rob people. And, but Allah, when he chooses him, various narrations come that a young boy just read out, Alam ya'ni lilladheena amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Hasn't the time yet come for the believing people that the hearts melt in the remembrance of Allah and what Allah has revealed, the Quran Sharif? Hasn't this time come for them to repent and correct? Immediately he changed his life. And so many others. Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, was a person who was addicted to the bottle. His liquor, he couldn't stay without it. But when his time came, and he changed, he became, till today now, How many years have passed? Where Malik ibn Dinar, where Fuzail ibn Iyaz, where all the other great, great people? We taking inspiration stuff. So when Allah wants to, and it's not far-fetched from Allah chooses anyone. Allah chooses all of us. It is all in the hands of Allah. So we should have hope in the great mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for this, Ibrahim ibn Adham, the king, he was righteous and pious, a good king. But Allah took him to when he became on the levels of Siddiqiyat and he went to the highest level. When one time he saw Jibreel alayhi salam making a list, he asked him, what are you writing? I'm writing the names of all the awliya. So he says, if you can, just write in the bottom in one corner, put my name also. And afterwards, and it was all, the list was prepared, ready, edited, corrected, his name was right at the top. So Allah put him right there, who was just a few days ago, he was a king living in his luxury and his comfort, and how he became also, how when Allah chose him, ijtiba, how Allah Ta'ala had pulled him towards him, that he was in his bedroom, and he heard some sounds on the roof, and he called out, who's this, middle of the night, here on the roof of the king, and not only in the palace, but on the bedroom roof. Who is this? So he says, I've lost my camel, I'm looking for my camel. He says, stupid man, camel here on the roof of the king, in the palace, and on the king. So he says, I'm so stupid looking for it here, and you looking for Allah in the comforts of your bed, and in the comforts of your palace. Where are you going to find Allah there? Immediately this had an effect. And he abandoned his whole kingdom. What a big sacrifice. And he went out in the jungle searching and looking for Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala honored him also, gave him that high position. And every day his food, biryani, should come from Jannah for him. So there was another person in the jungle also. And that person also sacrificed. He was a grass cutter. So his sickle with which he cuts the grass, and the string with which he fastens the grass, and then he goes, cuts it, and then goes and sells it. So he was also there. He sacrificed that to find Allah Ta'ala. And he also found Allah Ta'ala. And he should get simple food, dal, roti every day. So he complained to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, for so long I'm here, and I made so also from when I made my sacrifice, and I'm getting dal roti, and this man has just come now. Yesterday he has come and he is getting biryani already. Allah Ta'ala said, if you want to, go and pick your sickle again, your string, and go and cut grass again if you want to. But what sacrifice he made, what's your sacrifice compared to his sacrifice? He sacrificed his whole palace, his whole kingdom. Everything, he was the king, he sacrificed to come live like an ordinary person. And then what honor Allah Ta'ala gave Ibrahim ibn Adham. Anyway, so the doors of Siddiqiyat are open, and we should strive for that. And with our effort also, but much more than our effort, is the when Allah chooses us, and Allah makes us his. We should depend more on that, on the fadl. And fadl is that which Allah gives without any justification. You're not worthy of anything, just from his own side. He just gives it to you. We depend more on the fadl, the karam of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala, we all are in the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. We are mu'mineen, we have got iman, alhamdulillah. Allah give us the proper iman which Allah wants from us. Let us live on that iman, die on that iman, raise us with that iman and enter us into Jannat, Jannatul Firdaus with that iman. That iman we were not worthy of. We didn't ask of it. We didn't know there is a thing like iman. Allah, out of his favor, chose us. And he gave us this iman. Whether we were born in Muslim homes and we got that iman, or Allah gave us the tawfiq to revert and come into Islam. That is also only Allah's favor. Whom he chooses and he brings into deen, into iman. So we should beg of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is the month, ideal month, with our taqwa to reach the highest level. From our side, inabat, we going towards Allah Ta'ala. We do that and we beg all the time for ijtiba, that Allah pulls us towards Him. But in Abad from our side, we try. So this is the month that we can, ideal month. This is that great month that in which Allah shuts close the doors of Jahannam. The seven doors of Jahannam are completely closed in this month. Ulama have written, people who pass away, the only condition is with Iman. Even if your Amal are the weakest Amal, with Iman, a person who passes away in Ramadan will enter into Jannah straight away. Like the night of Jumu'ah also, and other special occasions as well. So, and the eight doors of Jannah are thrown wide open, and they don't close at all. And Allah's mercy also is so great. One time, Hazrat Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, said to somebody, advised him, that keep on knocking on the door of Allah. The door of Allah will definitely open. You just keep on making your dua. So a lady, in all probability, it should be a Rabia Basariya, whoever it was, she sent a message to Hazrat Hassan Basri, do the doors of Allah ever close also? Allah's doors are always open. And when Allah gives a person tawfiq of dua, it is Allah wants to accept it from him, now Allah gives him the tawfiq. So if we get the tawfiq of becoming a siddiq and reaching the highest levels of siddiqiyat, it is when Allah wants to give it, then we will make that dua. Otherwise, it is, many times we hear so many things in bayan, but we don't make amal. If we have made amal on 1% what we have listened to in bayan till today, we should have been the greatest awliya today. Even if we just made 1% of all what we heard. But we don't. In fact, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he said, and he spoke to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, he expressed the virtues of something, and he said, but there are very few who will make amal. So the people who make amal are always very few. People who listen also are very few. Of that all who listen, very few make amal. And Allah give the speaker also the tawfiq. Allah chooses us, and many times a person, it comes in the hadith, a person passes knowledge on to other people, but he himself doesn't make amal. Others make amal and they reach their stages, and he gets left out. So it is who Allah gives tawfiq to make amal. Like that, we speak a lot. We write kitabs also, we teach also, but our amal is very far lacking still. So how much we can, Allah gives tawfiq of making amal. So we beg of Allah Ta'ala to give us that high position. So this is that month that Allah Ta'ala has kept all the eight doors of Jannah open. Person who passes in Jannah in Ramadan, Allah, he goes straight to Jannah. So this is an occasion to take advantage. This is the month that all the shayateen, or the rebellious shayateen, are all chained and they are thrown one side in the oceans far away. So they don't spoil the rozas of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah made it so conducive that is the ideal occasion, but still you could get mislaid. Shaitan could stop you. So Allah chained them. Hadrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explained that a question arises, we still see wrong being done in Ramadan also. Though to a much lesser, a person who is an alcoholic might drink, but he'll hide and drink. Or he won't drink in Ramadan. How many smokers who are chain smokers, but they keep their roza, when they make iftari, perhaps they'll make iftari with a cigarette also. They won't have khajur, they'll have their cigarette. But the whole day they'll keep their roza. How many other people who are not fasting, but they won't eat in public, they will hide and they will feel guilty in eating. So it is, but to a much lesser degree. Everyone sees that. All of us, to keep Ramzan roza, alhamdulillah, we don't feel it. But out of Ramadan, to keep one nafal roza, to keep the Shawwal roza, becomes like a big burden. Women who keep their rozas, but because of their menses, monthlies, they cannot keep their rozas. They find it very hard to keep it out of Ramadan. And how many women's rozas have accumulated over the years? They haven't kept their qaza rozas. And every year they're just accumulating all the time. So Ramadan is so easy, a hard thing like roza. Allah makes it easy. So easy that small children, And you get shocked sometimes, such a small boy, girl, and she kept Rosa. And they cry if they don't tell, if their parents don't wake them up for Sehri. They want to be up. And how they start also, perhaps they keep half Rosa. And they keep Rosa just perhaps only drinking water. But slowly they get into the group and they keep the full Rosa. So Allah is great. So Allah has got changed all these shayateen, made it so easy so they don't spoil the rozas of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be completely safe of shaitan also and all his whisperings, one very simple, very easy dua. And we all should try and endeavor that we teach one another also the very easy duas, not the very difficult ones and not the long ones. People haven't got time also, and people can't, and many of us, we speak about duas, but they are very long, they are very difficult. Many of them have got jawbreakers to pronounce the words also is difficult. And the best duas are the ones from Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Great, great awliya, 100% permissible the correct duas to make them. But the duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are the greatest. So one dua, whenever we step out from home to read Bismillah, everyone knows Bismillah. Tawakkal tu ala Allah, everyone knows. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. That also everyone knows. Just read those three duas, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Either Allah Ta'ala himself announces and says, or deputes an angel, a farishta, to give you in return three du'as. The first du'a, that hudita, you got your hidayat for the day. The second du'a, kufita, all your needs will be fulfilled for the day. And the third du'a, wuqita, you've got your security and protection for the day. We have tried very hard with all our sophistication and new security measures that we have got. Cameras we have got. What the security measures we have taken. But crime is not steady, is not decreasing. Crime is on the increase. But read these du'as and see for yourself how Allah Ta'ala will protect. Our iman Allah will protect. You got hidayat also. And then the shayateen, they speak amongst themselves. They say, now what can you do about this person who has got his hidayat also, and it's from Allah Ta'ala, and his needs going to be satisfied, and he's got his security, you can't do anything. And then a fourth thing, three things, we made three du'as, three things we got. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan moves out of your way. Now all his whisperings and that also won't come to you. One good friend of ours told some years ago, he was on his way, 27th night, what we regard as the big night for namaz. And as he came to a stop street, one of these filthy women who sell themselves jumped on his bonnet and now tempting him. Now he's going for namaz, and this temptation. And temptation is also such, a person can easily fall prey to it. There's nobody around, you can do what you want to. Big night on the one side, Ramadan, and this big temptation right here. But you read this dua, you won't be having that temptation also. Allah will just keep your road clear to the masjid wherever you are going. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan just moves away from you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Our deen is so simple, so easy, and no big bills to pay for protection. And you don't need bodyguards also. And no bodyguards can save you from shaitan also. And all this dunya thinks nothing but this amal and the du'as of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. So this is that month we read this, and Allah has now changed even the shayateen or the rebellious shayateen, and they are also out of our way. What a great favor for us now to move forward. We should also ask Allah Ta'ala all the time that all mawani' kabuliyat, all the things that block acceptance by Allah Ta'ala, whether it's our laziness, whether it's our indifference, we don't pay attention. How many of us, many times, some ijtima taking place. Once we were studying in Darul Uloom Deoband, and from the Markaz Nizamuddin, a jamaat came to Darul Uloom for tabligh work.
with a friend, we were walking, and I told him, Jamaat is here, let's go. He said, leave the Jamaat alone. He said, that we must, we got Hazrat Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat Shaykh is temporary with us. Jamaat is forever. How Shaitan puts the thing. But we're not even going by Hazrat Shaykh. We're not even taking advantage. Just we put it in our head that Hazrat is there. Rather go there. But you're not going there also. And here the Jamaat is right here. And just go and sit for 5 minutes, 10 minutes with the Jamaat. But how Shaitan puts things. And such friends also that we have. We should be careful of our friends. Many such friends. We regard them as good friends. But they take us away from the right path. So we should be very careful. So Shaitan who comes, so we can protect our, Allah will protect us. Allah has made this arrangement. Then this is the month that the du'as are readily accepted in this month. For the whole night, during the whole year, besides first certain special occasion, Allah Ta'ala comes in the last part of the night and He asks everyone, what do you want of me? I will give it to you. What do you need? I will give it to you. But the month of Ramadan, from the time of sunset, right till the time Sehri ends, Subah Sadiq, the whole night Allah is asking us. So we should ask Allah Ta'ala. During the day, the fish in the water are appointed now to seek forgiveness for those people who are keeping rozas in the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The malaika who sing the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, for this month, you say Ameen on the du'as of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So 24 hours, Allah has made it so conducive, so easy, that du'as are readily accepted. And we should be making du'as in Ramadan, have our times of du'a. While just walking, be making du'as in our heart also all the time. And this is such a month, like our Ustad Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should say, when a person goes for Hajj and he goes to Arafat, and in Arafat du'as are readily accepted. You can actually, so to say, feel the presence of Allah. You know you're not in this world. It's a different world when the hajis are collected in Arafat. He says there, a person should not come out of Arafat and then he has this sorrow that I forgot to ask this. Hafiz Rahafisab should explain, like when you go shopping and you make a list of the things you have to buy, the things you have to do when you are gone to town today. All the different things. You don't go every time for one job. Once a week, once a month, how people go. So keep a list so you check that everything what you have to do. So like that, make a list when we go for Ramadan also. When we Allah take us for Hajj Umrah also. For special occasion, have a list actually. But who of us, we hear it, but we don't do it. And what I should ask for? I mustn't forget this. I mustn't forget this. And there are so many things to ask. So this is the month that after the moon is sighted for Eid, then the sorrow shouldn't be in us that I forgot to ask about this. I didn't pay attention to this. Like for example, the four du'as which the hadith teaches us, which are very valuable, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stressed on. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. It has been announced already, it comes over and over, but ask ourselves, how much am I making that du'a? It's already today the third roza is finished. The three days of Ramadan. How much have I made this dua? And this particular dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stressed it. Very good it will be for us, but also very few who will make amal. At least once a day, it will take us 2-3 minutes. Read one tasbih 100 times. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. We do it 100 times, we will be counted amongst those who ask for it in abundance. And besides that, while, for example, we're going to the toilet, keep on reading it. When we are returning, we are waiting for namaz, we read our Quran Sharif finished. When we stop 1 minute earlier, and that also, a great lesson that I learned myself from my brother-in-law, Maulana Qasim Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Ali, and what a mort Allah gave him, Juma, he made bayan, he sat down and he passed away. In the masjid after making bayan on Juma, we traveled a lot together, but we saw many times, and in fact it should come in my heart also, he should be reading Quran Sharif. Lot he should read Quran Sharif, or some kitab he should read. He had a little cloth bag with him in which he should keep this, just like the buzurgs of before. No smart bag or something, just like a cloth bag he had. And he should read. Now when the town comes, then what we would say, the town is here now, where we're going to. So now put away everything, but he will carry on. We enter the town, he will carry on. And right till the point where we have to get off the car. Many times you don't, you directions you don't know. You ask somebody, now about 5 minutes will go. Like that, namaz time also. Perhaps there is a delay for namaz to start. You stopped, that you are very disciplined. 1 minute before you stop, so you are ready now for namaz. But in 1 minute, you can read 10 ayah. One ayat way, it can take you in Jannah. In that one, if we do stop and read, La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, instead of just sitting, read something. Whatever we read, and we will be getting that reward. So this is a month that du'as are readily accepted. And this is the month that Allah tabaruk ta'ala increases the value of a'mal. And Allahu Akbar, how much Allah increases it, we cannot imagine. This is the month that Allah ta'ala makes a nafil equal to a farad. And a farad, Allah makes it 70 times more. It is like, for example, in a sale, we have a sale when the prices go down. In Allah's sale, prices are gone up. Value is gone up, not gone down. The things are not being sold half price or something. Or you buy so much and you get so much free. Yeah, how much you buy, you have the prices, so the value of it. And this, and dunya things, what you bought, a fridge, a washing machine, whatever, a car, whatever, is just temporary in this dunya. And what you are getting in this month is permanent forever in the akhirah. One of our friends, Allah reward him, he worked out that in a lifetime, if we make our nafil namazes, it comes out to about 35-40 million. And in this month, every nafil becomes a farad. And that also we should see, how much nafil have we got in our lives. Check ourselves, our ishraq, even now in Ramadan, even if we don't make it immediately, a ishraq time comes in. But when later on, when we the talim 10 o'clock, half past 10 we start, do we make our wudu, make our, that time is still ishraq time. Though the sawabs are gone less, but do we make our ishraq? As Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali complains in Fazail Ramadan, that this is the month to increase ibadat. And really work it out, and we'll see we decrease ibadat. We are making leeway and ways for other things to fit in, and we are really decreasing our ibadat in Ramadan. Ramadan, we should uphold deen more. And we're trying to become perfect Muslims in Ramadan at least. All our namazes, everything. And then our nafils also. Many just because we have to go eat after Maghrib, our awabin is compromised. As Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, not in Western countries, but Eastern countries where normally the people take a rest. Qailula in the afternoon. But that Qailula, you start it at before Zohar Namaz. And you miss your Zohar Namaz in your Qailula. What kind of a Qailula is that? And Qailula, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is written. And may Allah put the value of it into our hearts. And Qailula is 1 minute to 1 hour. Even just 1 minute, you just put your head down. Even if you are very busy at your desk, just put your head on the desk. 1 minute I'm making Qailula. And up to 1 hour, not now continuous sleeping for long, long, that period. The sunnat of Qailula, it's a sunnat, is more superior, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, right, than the nafil of tahajjud. The sunnat of Qailula is more valuable than the nafil of tahajjud. So when we make our Qailula, make this niyat, Ya Allah, I'm making sunnat Qailula now. And you, for your pleasure, I'm doing the sunnat qailula. I'm doing it in your love, O Allah. In the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the love of his sunnat, I'm doing it. Now this qailula of yours, 1 minute, 1 hour, or perhaps even 2 hours you slept. But now that whole qailula is what a great ibadat. Otherwise we'll just be sleeping. So this is the night when the value, this is the month, and in Ramadan, what the value will be so much more greater. So anyway, Mujaddid Al-Faisani rahmatullah alayhi writes that a person's whole life nafal cannot equal, for example, in the line of namaz, whole life nafal, our tahajjud, our ishraq, even just tahiyyatul masjid, any nafal namaz, all that cannot equal 2 rakats of faraz namaz. And 2 rakats of farad is fajr namaz. So whole life's nafil, whatever we make, cannot compare, not equal to, is out of the question. It can't compare to the 2 rakats of farad. And this is the month that Allah Ta'ala gave us, that we can make, that all the nafils that we make, how much the value of it is gone to a farad. And a farad, Allahu Akbar, the value of it is increased by 70. And just to understand, just 2 rakats of namaz, what the value of it is. Quran Sharif, we have to recite in namaz, it's farad. Without reciting Quran Sharif, and there also one rule is very important to know, to adhere, to practice, that reading of Quran Sharif in namaz is farad. And that farad is that you're reading recitation. Tilawat means, qiraat means, your lips must move, your tongue must move. Many people, unfortunately, sometimes your eyes fall and you see, they're standing in namaz, but the lips, they are tight-lipped. The lips are not moving, they're reading in their mind. And unfortunately, there are those people, one good friend of ours, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, very active in jamaat work also. One time we were with Colonel Amiruddin, rahmatullah alayh, and that time he discussed, and he's so much in jamaat and mashallah, proper sunnah dress, but he said, I can't read Quran Sharif. He doesn't read, he can't read Quran Sharif. He doesn't know surahs also. So Colonel Sub, mashallah, he was there, he guided him, encouraged him, then he learned Quran Sharif. But otherwise, there are people who don't know how to read, who don't know any one surah also. And we just still, we are making our namaz a front show of deen, outwardly. And also very impressive how we are. Like we are big alims, the way we are dressed, and our appearance appear, but inside there is nothing whatsoever. So anyway, at least 4 surahs we should learn. Even for 1 surah which we can repeat. But our Alhamd Sharif, and that also try, Allah reward our brothers, the programs we have made here, so that everyone can just get an idea. In 1 month, a full course cannot be done. That at least our Alhamd Sharif reasonably becomes passable. Not we become Qari Abdul Basit in that 1 month that we read our surahs here, or we go in Jamaat and we read the surahs. We won't become, but at least become, and we won't even be able to correct it in that, when we go in Jamaat 4 months, 40 days, 10 days, 3 days, or yeah, in this 1 month. But at least that consciousness comes. And then we build on it. And then we try to improve. One good friend of ours, Alim, Allah give him the highest stages of Jannah, he passed away also just recently. MashaAllah, he should, with the wealthy, wealthy people, they should go and teach them Quran Sharif in their offices at their places. They should, like it seemed to everyone in the shop, in the whole business, that it's an appointment and he's having some appointment, a discussion with that person. But he was teaching them Quran Sharif. People like that, they don't know Quran Sharif. They can't read Quran Sharif. They learned perhaps and they forgot. They went to Maktab. Or perhaps they didn't go. And now the consciousness comes. And it is also such a thing. One lady who was coming home by Apa, and when she finished her first supara and she reading inside, she burst out crying in joy and happiness. I've read 1 supara. Today we don't appreciate whether you're a good hafiz and you are reading well. What a ni'mat of Allah upon you to be able to listen to Quran Sharif. in Taraweeh to listen to the Quran Sharif. What a big ramat of Allah Ta'ala. And if Allah has put the love of Quran in your heart, what a ramat of Allah. It's not from others. How many people will prefer listening to music? And this hard music which bangs on your mind, which makes you like a zombie, which finishes you up completely. And Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Ask the jinnat when they heard, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reading in Zati Nakhla, Fajr Namaz, and Fajr has got special connection with Fajr, with Quran Sharif. And they also, inna sami'na Quran and ajaba, yahdi ila rushd. How they enjoyed their listen. And they went and they gave da'wah to their people, that you people also all become Muslims. So the Quran Sharif is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So, what point for me? So, this is the month, that Allah increases. So, in namaz, we have to read Quran Sharif, it's farz. So, if we see Surah Fatiha, has got 150 alphabets. And normally if you read Surah Fatiha, the minimum Allah increases the multiplies the reward by 10. So 150 by 10, 1,500 thawabs we get. Even if we read it without wuzu. If we are just going to toilet and on the way we're reading Surah Fatiha, don't think of it as a small thing. And in fact, when Allah gives us that tawfiq, pass that sawab to somebody. That one Surah Fatiha we read, and you pass the sawab to somebody who has passed away, you can pass even to living people. But to the people who have passed away, they are more desperately in need. Even if they are in good condition, they appreciate it. My father, I remember, my mother, my uncle, that friend of mine, that whoever, just, and they know who sent it. And they appreciate it, and they give us du'as also for sending that. So just say, what a great thing, just Surah Fatiha. So if without wuzu we read it, 10 times more. With wuzu, Allah multiplies the reward much more. You read it out of namaz, it is 10 times. You reading it in a sitting position, it is 25 times. You reading it in a nafal namaz, multiplied by 50. In a farz namaz, by 100. So how not just for Surah Fatiha? You read the shortest surahs, wal asr, inna atayna. How many alphabets in there? How not that thawab is? So the one namaz, what is the value of one namaz? And then in farz, the value, the whole life's nafal cannot equal to, we can't imagine what the value of a farz is. And in this month, all our nafal namaz, Allah makes it the value of a farz, which is out of Ramadan. And the farz, Allah multiplies it by 70. So this is that month to really, we shouldn't be wasting time. Durood Sharif, Istighfar, Tawbah, the four kalimas, La ilaha illallah, Nastaghfirullah, Nas'alullah al-Jannah, Wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. This is really a month to coin it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave this very beautiful example, that if any government of the world tells all the Muslim citizens that we are giving you free money printing machines, and you can set it at any denomination, according to South African currency, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes, nobody is going to set it at 10 rand. All will set it to 200. And it will produce money, crispy, fresh notes. And it was all legal tender, 100% legal. Receiver of revenue won't ask you from where you got this money. And you won't have to account for it. And you can use it freely as you want to. Everyone will print this money. Only condition is that it's not an automatic machine. You can't just press a button. You have to manually turn the handle all the time. And you won't get tired. You'll be surprised that you'll even the whole month without sleep, without one samosa in your mouth, your hand will just, and everyone will do. People who got ulcers also, and people who are diabetics also, and people, whoever it is, old people, young people, the old granny, all will be turning to turn that money. And you printed 20 million, 20 billion, but it's not equal to one subhanallah which you can say in this month. So this is that month really for us to earn our, and not waste our time. And also very carefully, we should be very careful, just our talking in between, whether it's with friends, whether it's when we're having our snacks at any time. A person who, many people just like to blabber, talk all the time. And they just can't keep quiet. And whatever anyone is saying, they got a comment also. Until they don't make their comment, they don't feel at ease. I have to put in my comment. Today on the phone also, everyone has to put in his comment. And this is so dangerous. This talking a lot and laughing kills the heart. And when the heart is killed, dead, spiritually, now you don't desire for ibadat. Now you can't understand also that people make one khatam a day. And you can't understand how other people make ibadat. Your mind also doesn't function anymore. And you're just thinking of all wrong things now. So this laughing too much and talking, it kills the heart. And when the heart is dead, then a person can't, topic of good deeds are then made self, are pulled away from that person. And now he just thinks of wrong. And he goes into wrong and he starts thinking the wrong as right. And then he starts promoting and propagating the wrong. And he takes a stand that I am right. All are wrong, I am right. This condition comes. So it is talking a lot, and the first thing it happens, the good deeds that we have done, all the noor of that, the barakat of it is there. The good deeds are still there, but they are taken away. Then it must not happen that because of that evil effect, the good deeds are also washed away. What you did with ikhlas also, it comes in the hadith sharif, that a person does amal in with ikhfa, hidden away, nobody knows about it. And with ikhlas also. If you do an amal publicly, doesn't mean there is an ikhlas. Like faraz namaz, we all do publicly, we must. If somebody thinks I'm a big buzurg and I read my faraz namaz at home, nobody must know that value, that house is to be burned down. That house has got, that namaz got no value. So we do it in public, but do it for Allah's sake. So a person, but he made some other amal of his, which nobody, he didn't let anyone come to know. But when we start speaking about it, then it comes out of that way it was, that you did it secretly. And now it comes that you did it publicly, because you spoke, and you made people know about it. And when you speak more, and you speak in a way to like boast about it, now it comes out from ikhlas, and now it's gone into riya. You did it for sure. So we have to be very careful of our amal, which we don't do amal, and what little we do, and that also we destroy. So we should be very careful. So anyway, this is the month that all the nafal becomes the value of a farad. And a farad takes the value of 70 times. So really this is the month that we have to be taking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great month to get taqwa from Allah, to become the friends of Allah, and all the great virtues of taqwa that you get. And in akhirat for the muttaqeen, what ni'mat they are. This is the month with all its great fadail in different ways. Let us not be unmindful of it. Let us not just let it pass over us, but let us try and make it valuable. And nobody knows that this is perhaps my last Ramadan. How many of us perhaps we won't see Eid also? Whatever, and the dua all the time, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutaqabbala. The dua also we should be making, and don't wait till when I get old. How many young people pass away? Regularly we hear of young people. How sad that those people in Natal area, young boys and girls, going out for a drive, and one girl telling her boyfriend, give me a goodbye kiss. And after that, an accident took place, and all of them died. In what condition they died? Young people, unmarried people, involved in guna in that way. So Allah save us all. These things, regularly we hear of these things. Youngsters just going for a joy ride, and no control over that car. And what terrible accidents. Somebody is paralyzed for life. somebody is somebody dies away in that, what conditions happen? Many of our joy with this off-road bicycle bikes. A person, young person, 14, 15 year girl going carefree, and then accident, and 10 years in hospital, 20 years in hospital. Whole family has to relocate also because of that. So don't think that we're going to live till old and then we're going to become pious. And when you become old also, how many of us, what sicknesses come? And then you can't, you a burden to you now, a burden, and you stopping others from their ibadat. They have to look after you, that is their ibadat now. But what other ibadat they wanted to do, now they have to look after you all the time. And you yourself, you can't do anything. So let us not think, let us not shaitan fool us, that when we get old we will do. For better days we are waiting, then we'll. The wise person is to start immediately. And immediately is not after the bayan, but right now. We make that firm decision, I'm changing my life. I'm going towards Allah Ta'ala now. Then that person, and who comes close one little bit to Allah, Allah comes rushing to that person. And whoever makes this tawbah and niyat, Allah Ta'ala's great mercy comes down immediately on that person. And Allah pulls him towards him. Don't worry about our past. It can be the worst history we have got. The worst gunas we have committed. They are nothing in front of Allah. In front of Allah's mercy and forgiveness, we just moved. And so many of the cases of great awliya, how they became, what they were and what they became. So Allah give us all tawfiq to move forward and spend our time now in dua and ask Allah Ta'ala.